Hey, I'm Erin, and welcome to this special edition podcast of The Boldness. The Boldness is 3CR's program about lived experience of disability. Listeners of The Boldness will be familiar with Raf. I'm filling in for Raf today, and I'm new to 3CR. So happy to meet you, and I hope that you enjoy this podcast. Up the top, I might just give some content warnings. We may talk about discrimination against both people with disability and the LGBTQI plus community. And there may be some other topics that come up along the way, but I'll make sure to flag those as we go along. So today I'm lucky enough to be joined by some folks from Rainbow United. And Rainbow United is a self-advocacy group run by and for people in the Rainbow community with intellectual disabilities and acquired brain injuries in Victoria. They fight for queer and disability rights and support each other. They meet fortnightly to speak up about issues that are important to their community. And here to speak with me about Rainbow United, I have Sarah. She is a proud Black transgender woman and dyke. She has intellectual disability and acquired brain injury. Sarah works as the peer worker for Rainbow United. How are you, Sarah?
I'm pretty good. How are yourself?
Yeah, great. Thank you. And now I'd also like to introduce Mags. Mags is a queer person living with chronic health and psychosocial disability. They are the project worker for Rainbow United. Hey, Mags.
Hey, Erin.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad.
Thank you both for being here. And I'm excited to learn more about Rainbow United and to ask you some questions about both of your lived experience as well. So my first question, what is Rainbow United?
Rainbow United is a self-advocacy group with people with intellectual disability and brain injury required. We've gone all over Australia, hopefully one day. And it's for people that can't get out in small towns, they're isolated and everything else. And we got the quote as well, we are each other, rainbow family. Go over to you, Max.
Thanks, Sarah. That was, I don't even know what to add. That was very well put. I would say I see you guys doing lots of stuff together to speak up about your rights as queer people with disabilities, and you also support each other, as you say. Yeah. And support members who might not have a lot of community around them.
That's great, and great to know. Also part of why it exists. Is there anything else you'd like to add about why Rainbow United started, either of you?
When it did start, it was Rainbow Pride in Gippsland, and we didn't have anything up our way. So Miranda helped to start this group up a long time ago. Then we changed to Rainbow United because we're white. That's when we got our website up and everything else.
Mm. And I'll come back to that, but you have just launched your website as well. So congratulations on that. I'm sure it was a big effort. Can you tell me, in your words, what is self-advocacy, Sarah? I'll start with you.
With people with disabilities speaking up for some for rights and in the community, and if something is not quite right, we will talk to each other and see what we can do to improve it. And it's nothing about us without us. That's another quote we use. So we're trying to make people stronger and work together. Go for it, Megs.
Again, Sarah, you've done such a great job. I don't even know what I would add. I think, yeah, maybe just as you've said, self-advocacy is about people with lived experience knowing what they want and knowing what's best for them and their community and speaking up about that. And I love that quote that you've said, nothing about us without us. It's important to remember.
Yeah. I had part of that quote at the International Women's with Disability in Melbourne conference, and I told them the rest of it.
Yeah, wow. it's good to know that we have people like yourselves out there fighting for us, and anyone can do this work too in some ways, in their own communities, at an organisation, in their personal relationships. And I'm sure it's great skills to have to advocate for yourself in your life and have agency. On that point, what are some of the challenges that are facing people who are both LGBTQIA+ or queer and living with a disability? There's a unique challenges. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, some people don't believe that we're part of the queer community because we got a disability. They don't think we have any right to do it, and sometimes the community don't think that we are part of the queer community. Then you got some support workers, they are queer phobic or transphobic and everything else. And there's a lot of racism out there about who we are and everything else. So it makes it hard. And sometimes if you got to do things and your support worker won't take you there, that makes it so hard and everything else. So you got to fight for that and fight for everything else just to be heard. And that is some of it, and plus doctors, health system, sometimes they're not really good either. Like my friend had a stroke and she was in Alfred. And this person kept calling her a sir, and I told her like 3 times for calling her a sir. And yeah, and she had you could see her nappy and everything else. From a seizure, she ended up having a slight stroke from it as well. And yeah, wow. So it's pretty hard. And then if you're in a small town, so isolated, and everybody knows it's everybody's business, that's where it's very hard if you're part of that you can't look out for yourself. You've got that much on top of your body and everything else. And this where this will come in and really good for these people to contact us to help them out and everything else before they commit suicide. We lost too many people for being in small towns as well, and nobody says a word about it. Go on, Mags.
Before you jump in there, Mags, I do also just want to flag that suicide is a big problem in our community. And if you or someone you know is struggling with feelings or thoughts of suicide, you can contact Lifeline Australia at 131114. And there are lots of other helplines available that I will provide for you in the show notes of this podcast. Mags, go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks, Erin. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, it's a great point that you made, Sarah, about, queer people with disabilities have to deal with the queer phobia, the transphobia, homophobia, whatever it might be, and also the ableism and everything that comes with that, things not being accessible for people with disabilities. Sometimes what I hear you guys, the members of Rainbow United talking about in your meetings or in your conversations together is that you might go to a queer service or a queer event, which is for people in the Rainbow community, but it might not be accessible for people with disabilities. And then you might go to a disability organisation or something, that is set up for people with disabilities, but you don't have your identity or your sexuality as a queer person understood or supported or celebrated is the other thing too. So I think I'm seeing that things are getting better in that way. There's more understanding that there are lots of people in the queer community who do have disability and that, we should be included like anybody else. And you're right, Sarah, that's where Rainbow United is so important.
Yeah, definitely. And it's great to know those places exist. And Sarah, you did speak about the specific challenges that someone like yourself faces with not only being queer having intellectual disability, acquired brain injury, being in a regional remote area, being a Black person, how do you manage that within yourself?
When I'm in a small town, I tell them, I says, mate, I've got intellectual disability, brain injury, so I feel sorry for you. I said, don't feel sorry for me. I'm a happy person, and I tell them that I'm transgender and everything else. And I says, oh, okay. And sometimes they walk away, and sometimes they want to know more things as well. And I'm not ashamed to tell them things as well. Plus, I got old photos of what I used to look like, and I showed Mags what I used to look like. And I've been out for that long now, and I don't care what people think.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And for me, what I'm hearing from you and how I feel as well is pride. And that's so important in any marginalized community, but it can be really challenging to have pride. But it sounds that you've really found some strategies and ways to have pride. Myself also as a disabled queer person, you know, that can be challenging, but community, I feel, is everything. It really helps us be strong, as you've said. Can you tell me more about some of the services that Rainbow United provide for the community?
We get people who might not have anyone around them to support and things like that, so they can get on our website and send us an email or talk to us on a phone. And if they're not feeling really good, if they're feeling really down and out, I'm not a psychologist, so I can't say that. But on our webpage, we got like Fallen of the Hub and all of that. And they can look up there as well and talk to somebody to help them through the dark side and things like that. So our service, it provides everything for anybody. Long as they're part of the queer community and disability, we don't mind. We'll help. We don't care what religion you are as well. We don't care. We're not judgmental on anyone. And if you're judgmental, you'll be disappointing everyone else. And that's where we are pretty good. We let people know events coming up as well, and they can see our blog and everything else on our webpage. So it's got heaps on it, and it's really good. You go, Mags.
Yeah, Mags.
Thanks, Sarah. I'd
love to hear from you from the organisation perspective too, what supports are available and how those come about also would be interesting.
Oh, sure. So, the Rainbow United is a group that's run by and for its members, and they employ me as their project worker. So my job is really just to support them to meet the goals of their project, which is really to make their group stronger. And they're doing such a great job of that. I would say that, what you mentioned, Sarah, you guys accept anyone as long as they're an adult, so over 18. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah.
Over 18, identify as being in the queer community and have either intellectual disability and acquired brain injury, like one or the other or both. I see you guys supporting each other, giving each other information about your rights, speaking up about issues that are important to you. You're also having a bit of a chat recently, Sarah, about wanting to get into talking to organisations about how they can actually be better for queer people with intellectual disability and acquired brain injury. Yeah, and that's maybe something that you're feeling out and might be an option in the future.
Yeah. Like, we've done some with Thorn of Harbour. We've done a film with Thorn of Harbour. With health and all of that, Easy English, and we've done one with Rainbow Inclusive Voices. as well. And we're doing one, How to Be Safe in Public, with the film crew and everything else. And I'm part of that. So I'm part of Rainbow Rights as well. So I double dip and quadruple dip in everywhere else.
How many self-advocacy groups are you a part of in total, Sarah?
I'm with Deadly First Nation Shout Out. That's the first First Nation one anywhere in Australia. And I'm with Bass Coast Lane Gaffer. I'm with Rainbow United, Rainbow Rights. I'm with VSAN, Victoria National VSAN. And I'm with NDSI, Working Group as well. Plus, I'm doing National Advocacy Year as well. We're doing that one. And sometimes I get overworked on Zoom. And plus, I've done film and tour, Voices on the Table as well, with self-advocacy and their new webpage.
You're in high demand. I'm pretty busy.
It's usually the way, isn't it? The people like yourself who are out there and care as much as you do, they're always working hard to the point of maybe some fatigue at times, right? I'd imagine, Sarah.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's not really work for me. I'm enjoying it.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. We need people like you fighting for us. You mentioned the website, so maybe we can get into that a little bit. My interests in my personal work are actually around digital accessibility, and it's something I'm really interested in and passionate about. How do you feel about being able to access the digital world as someone with an intellectual disability, an acquired brain injury, and someone who's queer? What does it mean to have access to resources like Rainbow United online, in an online sense? Yeah.
Yeah. Because they can have easy access over the internet, and some lives are living in small little towns and everything. And sometimes lives are far away and they have no, I have health issues. They can Zoom in and talk to us on Zoom as well, and they can send us a email to hello@rainbowunited.org.au. I think that's right, isn't it? Yeah. And plus we got a scan too, QR code on our website as well. And plus there's a lot of other things. If they're on it and somebody walks in, they can click on leave straight away and nobody knows they were on it, so they were safe and things like that. And that's what we want to do for people, make them safe no matter where they are and everything else. Mm-hmm. I think that you're going there, Max.
Yeah, no, you put that really nicely, Sarah. When you guys were co-designing your website, so that was when you worked with Blick Creative, you did a couple of different sessions with them and you got really stuck into exactly what you wanted your website to be like. And a lot of that conversation was about how important it is for it to be accessible. And all the different ways, all the different things that needed to go into the website to make sure that it was really accessible. And I like that you mentioned, what's that feature called, Sarah? It's called Quick Exit or something like that.
It was on that page.
Yeah, you guys put that in there because I think I'm remembering a conversation you had about how it's important for people to be able to come out in their own time. There might be people going on the website who don't want other people to necessarily know their business. And that's something you put in so that people can, easily keep their own business private.
We got everything on it, and that's what's really good on the webpage. It's just not, so they got that. And plus, they got Saru's as well. And Saru's, they got so many other things on their webpage as well. It's just not us. And what's so great, we're the only one that got, I think it's more self-advocacy in Victoria than anywhere else in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so proud of that.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so we got a lot of things going on and everything else. Sometimes it's pretty hard to pick out what's what, and sometimes it's pretty good.
Yeah. And it sounds like not only are you everywhere in the community and working with all these other great organisations and collectives, which is great to know for anyone who's listening and maybe Rainbow United isn't the fit for you, but there may be other supports out there. Yeah. You've already sort of told me how we can get in touch, but did you want to recap on that? How can someone get in touch with Rainbow United?
Yeah, you can send an email, hello@rainbowunited.org.au. Phone number's 0493 313 533. And we got a scanner code on our webpage as well. So everyone's got a smartphone these days. Just put your camera on and scan it. Then you just press a button and you're in our webpage as well. So, yeah, and I just want to make a thank you for the people that helped to set the webpage up. We are co-designer for the whole website with Blick Creator, who helped us make it. You want to say anything, Max?
Nah, you've said it perfectly, Sarah. What can I add? Well done.
And we got a live gig coming up. If you like to come here.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's
can you?
It's at the Gala in Warrigal.
Okay.
It's a three-course meal. It is great times. It's a queer community thing.
Yeah.
It's run by Gippsland Inc. Yeah, so it's really good. This has been my fourth time, I think.
Wonderful. I will make note of that and share that with our audience as well.
I don't think that many tickets are left, but
that's okay.
And they've got specials, and they've got specials for disability as well. Mm-hmm. You've got a healthcare card.
Mm. That's great.
If anybody wants to join us, as long as they've got intellectual disability, brain injury, part of the queer community over 18, you're welcome to join.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Sarah and Mags, for your time today. And shout out Rainbow United. The work you're doing is awesome. So thank you so much.
That's okay. Aaron, you have a great day.
Thanks for having us.